listening to The Daily Cat, your morning news brief from WNUR News. I'm your host, Rachel Spears. It's 9 a.m. Central Time on Monday, February 17th, 2025. Here are the headlines to start your day. Yesterday, Northwestern women's tennis coach Claire Pollard reached her 600th career win. She has been the coach at NU since 1999. The team beat the University of Illinois Chicago 5-2 and Milwaukee College 7-0. Also yesterday, the NU men's basketball team lost their third game in a row against Nebraska. The team is now 13-13 with 5 games left in the season. Today on campus, pre-registration for spring quarter classes is beginning and will continue through Thursday. Regular registration is next week. The Buffett Institute for Global Affairs and the Department for Middle East and North African Studies is hosting a lecture event today at 12:30. The talk will focus on post-Assad Syria and the challenges the nation will face after authoritarianism. In Evanston, streeteries, on-street seating areas for restaurants, will be changing. A drafted city ordinance outlines increased regulations for the restaurants. They will have to clear a 6-foot-wide walking area on every sidewalk to comply with pedestrian right-of-way accessibility guidelines. That area must be a minimum of 80 inches to prevent people from hitting their heads. Restaurants will be able to be fined $250 a day if they are in violation of the new rules. Yesterday, the Daytona 500 took place in Florida. The start time was moved because of bad weather, and in the end, William Byron won after multiple wrecks in the last 20 laps of the race. President Donald Trump was in attendance. Today is President's Day. It is also National Cabbage Day and National Random Acts of Kindness Day, so do something nice for someone you know, or maybe even someone you don't. That's all for today's Daily Cat. From Evanston, Illinois, I'm Rachel Spears. Be sure to check out more news stories on our website, wnurnews.org. You can also listen to these stories live during our next news show tonight at 6 p.m. at 89.3 FM or at wnur.org. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow for another edition of The Daily Cat.